hanging with the executive mayor of Tshwane on the show this morning. Phone lines are open. WhatsApp line is open. Hashtag JackaBreakfast on Twitter. What do you want to know? Just to quickly pick up on where we left off just now. Okay, so there are elections coming up next year. There are obviously people that aren't happy about the fact that you took over the running of Tshwane. There are things happening all of a sudden. Things that are just too predictable to be random. Like the burning of those trains consistently, power stations going up in flames. Am I understanding this correctly? Are you calling sabotage here?
I am. Martin, you cannot have a situation where you have substations going up in flames, where you have water purification plants, being damaged almost on a daily basis. Rival, as an example.
Yeah.
We fix Rival almost on a weekly basis. So you fix one area, the other area will go. And it's people who know exactly where, because they know what to strip and when to strip it. So you find that Rival is a sewer plant.
Yeah.
And once Rival goes off,
yeah,
you are now pushing sludge and sewer into the river that is now flowing downstream, that feeds into water that goes into Temba. That is something that is a problem.
Yeah.
We're dealing with that. We're not throwing our hands in the air and say this cannot be done. We're dealing with it. It means jacking up our security. It means getting community behind us. And I must say, I'm encouraged by the meetings that I've been having. As late as 2 weeks ago, I had a meeting with the leaders of Hammanskraal, who wanted to go to the plant to see for themselves what we are doing, who wanted to go to the purification, the water treatment plant, and we took them there. And they said, well, you know, if this is all here and these are all the things that are happening, please rope us in so that we can work together, because we cannot suffer at the hands of those that want to play petty party politics.
No, that's one thing our country does not need.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. Do you know who does this?
Well, who's lost power?
Fair enough. Say no more. Salumi is on the line. She's an attorney, as I understand it, which is relevant. Salumi, goeiemôre.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. You're speaking to the mayor.
Morning, mayor. This is Salumi speaking. I'm an attorney in Pretoria, and I want to know, when will there be cleaning up around the courts? Because there's always rubbish lying around, like a lot of it. People sleeping around the courts. There's a bad smell of all the rubbish and of urine hanging around the courts. The bathrooms in the courts, the toilets most of the time are not working. So we are supposed to fight for rights and justice. We take the clients to court and we feel ashamed. And in taking the clients to court, having to climb over the rubbish and over the people sleeping around the courts, then taking them into court, and then they can't even use the bathrooms in there.
Salome, can I ask you a question? Have you ever driven in the CBD at night?
Yes, I have.
Have you seen the amount of people that are cleaning the CBD at night?
Well, I don't understand, if they clean at night, why is it so dirty early in the mornings when we go to court?
I urge you, and I urge anybody who says the city doesn't get clean, I urge you to drive out at night from 7:30 in the evening until around 4:00 in the morning. I urge you to come into the city and see how clean the CBD is. We have people that are putting rubbish out. We have people that we have sweepers that are being used. And this is something that we need to educate our people around, that we are doing all that we can to ensure that we maintain a clean city. But we need residents to also take responsibility of ensuring that we don't litter. I mean, you have people that are buying fat cook soup, people are using polystyrene cups, and immediately after drinking your coffee or eating your fat cake, you throw the wrapper just on the floor there. And this is something that we have to work together as community. I mean, I'm sure you would have heard, or you have seen me a number of times. I mean, I do this every second week, where we go in the CBD or other parts of the city with a Tswelo Pele campaign, where we are actually cleaning. And this needs to go beyond the municipal and the municipal workers cleaning. It needs to go into community members taking responsibility of what is happening around them and saying, not on my corner, not on my street will I allow litter to happen.
Yes. So, and what about the bathrooms in the court?
That's not the municipal court. That is something that is the Department of Justice or Public Works is supposed to be taking responsibility of.
Do you guys, just a quick question, just to end off, because I want to give other people a chance to ask questions as well, Salumi. Do you write letters? Do you go and see the person who manages that? Have you complained? How do you complain as lawyers?
We usually complain with the Lawyers Association.
I think
they
need to escalate
take it further with the Department of Justice.
Your lawyers.
Some of their complaints.
Threaten them. We'll sue you if you don't fix the freaking toilet. Thanks for your question. Appreciate it. Next one quickly. Andre in Pretoria. Môre Andre, jy praat met die burgemeester.
Môre, hoe gaan dit?
Goed, hoe gaan het, Andre?
All right, bye, dankie. Maar Afrikaans en Engels praat.
You can speak English, I think.
All right, yeah. I just want to find out something. My mother-in-law's got a piece of land in Silverton, and she's the sixth generation on that farm. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden, after how many years, there's actually raw sewage running into the borehole. And we went everywhere to find out what's happening there. We made a video, but there's still raw sewage running in. And the city just came and said, let's just install a water meter without anything.
Can I ask you a question? Where is the sewer coming from? Is it a best pipe? Is it?
We've got no idea. That's what we want to find out.
Do you have a reference number for me, sir?
I think she should have it. She's still got a little piece of a newspaper from the record. It was there. We've got all the documentation, so
Are you suggesting maybe after the show you follow up for Andre?
Yes, if Andre can get me all the information, then we can take it from there.
I'm going to put you back on hold, and then our producer can just get the reference number for you, and then Mr. Msimanga offered to follow up for you. How's that?
That's brilliant.
Cool. Thanks, Andre.
Thanks.
Say how's it to your mom there. This one, are you ready for Warren? I believe Warren left a voice note.
Oh, yes.
Guys, here's Warren from Easteris.
Dear Mr. Mayor, you're speaking to Warren from Easteris here. Mr. Mayor, why don't you guys clean up the sidewalks? I mean, I walk my dog in Easteris and I look at the sidewalks and it's disgusting, Mr. Mayor. Weeds growing all over the sidewalk. This grass doesn't get cut. I mean, in Easteris, the sidewalks haven't been cleaned in like, say, 4 years, say, for instance.
Well, Warren, I can tell you that is not the truth. There's never been a situation where Easteris has never been cleaned. I can tell you right now, Martin, go to Easteris now and tell me if it looks like the place hasn't been cleaned for 4 years. I was in Easteris, by the way, about three weeks ago. I was in Easteris. We had made some commitments. We have cleaned. We had sent people to go and correct people's bills. We had gone as far as ensuring that we even help people beyond our mandate with SASSA registration, with a whole range of things that we have gone there. So I think Warren is not being very, very honest about what is happening in Easteris.
I wouldn't call Warren a liar if I were you. I've seen his dog. His dog's name is Tyson. Am I right? The dog sometimes wears sunglasses. That's
scary
how
dog.
Important that dog is in Easteris. But I'm actually going to encourage you to maybe meet Warren in Easteris sometime.
I don't know if Warren came to the meeting. I've heard, as I said.
He's very influential in Easteris. So maybe I must. Maybe this is something for a new feature that I'd like to introduce to the show called Martin and the Mayor.
Let's like do this. Let's do this.
The first job for Martin and the Mayor, you've got to say it like that, is for Mayor Msimanga to meet Warren from Easteris so he can relate to you all the latest issues and things for your attention in Easteris. How's that? Can I arrange that?
Let's do this.
Because this guy, we're naming our car park here, Jacaranda FM, after him. But this is the kind of Warren we're talking about.
Okay.
So there we go. The first job for Martin and the Mayor is a meeting between Solim Simanga and Warren from Easteris.
And
how
we'll
do you like
go
it?
And do it in Easteris, and he can show us where all these things haven't been done.
And as I say, Paikie Failis, dan gaan ek vir die Mayor moet help daarso in sy ouens om 'n bietjie daarso op te ruim. Dit is hoe dit gaan werk. Wat dink jy daarvan?